It's Dick Toledo, and I want to thank you guys for downloading, streaming, and sharing all of our HMS podcasting content. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by our friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Check out their new and used inventory online at chapmandodge.com. And while you do that, have you realized that you're sick of your house yet? Tired of being cooped up every weekend? How about getting away, far away, to where people aren't, like up in the high country? Well, if I've learned one thing in working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, it's that when you want to leave people behind, there's only one thing that'll get you there. The off-road machine, a Jeep. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days, happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's HMS podcasting content.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
We're just about ready for Rock Wars, and last week, The Chair, featuring Brett Vesley and his partner, Into the Pit host Marcus Meng, adding very strange songs to the Rock Wars world. You guys won.
Yeah, so, with Spinal Tap.
Yeah, somehow or another, the guy from Into the Pit won with Spinal Tap, which is something Brady should have done.
But yeah, but I enjoy, I love Death Clock, which is just Death a comedy about metal. Same thing with Spinal Tap. That was the original, so
it
I love
is.
That stuff.
Okay.
Well, I don't take myself seriously, John.
Well, you shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, all the baby doll parts hanging from my ceiling and in my bedroom are say otherwise, but.
Well, that just says that you take your work seriously.
Oh, of course.
Not necessarily. You can still tongue-in-cheek the baby parts. Right, sure. In Ed Gein's bedroom. It's beautiful. So the chair has the floor. You guys get to choose this week's topic. What is Rock Wars this week?
Well, this week, since you guys were talking about the Facebook, Instagram, oh, we're not going to post. And then we got on the whole gas, don't buy it for a day and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I figured we're all music people besides Brady, so we should choose a song. And we should protest what they're protesting against. Facebook, Instagram, what would you do to protest Facebook?
To actually go on one of the social media sites with a song protesting that site.
No, no, no. You go buy your Jeep when you were a teenager and blast it out of your Jeep.
Oh, I
and
see.
Just drive around with.
All right. My theme song for protesting social media.
Yes.
That I wear like a cape.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. I like that.
While wasting gas.
Well, yeah. Well, how
driving
dare
around.
I. Yeah. Because you're against racism, but now I don't understand what we're protesting, but I get it. Hating social media out loud, a theme song to protest the actual social media. I like that. So there you go. Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can throw out some suggestions or you can call us 585-9800. Text 97936. It's all right in front of you. Rock Wars, the theme today from The Chair. A song to protest social media. A good song to protest social media. I like this. It's 98kupd. Help!
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.
It's Wednesday. Give me that. It's time for the weekly battle of musical supremacy known as Rock Wars. Brought to you by our friends at Indian Motorcycle Peoria. Check them out at IndianMotorcyclePeoria.com. I did well. There you go. The chair has the floor this week, and they've chosen the topic of a song that you would drive around to protest instead of just not using your Instagram or Facebook for a day, an actual active moment where you parade around with your music and you're screaming and you're – that's it.
You got to drive around. How else are you going to get out? You can't post on social media, right?
That's exactly right. You gotta, it's the way that replaces social media.
It's the only logical way I can make this thing work.
It's very
drive
true.
Around.
If you're eliminating – you have a bullhorn or your car. That's about
right.
It. So what will it be? Chair, who would you like to go first?
Oh, John, you go first so we can forget your song this time.
All right. It is kind of a dangerous position to be in, but this song is just basically about, the paranoia of and the computer world. And just like when I'm king, I'll smash you. When I am king, you'll be first against the wall. If I were to take over everything, I would take out all of these social media things and smash them against the wall. It's Radiohead's Paranoid Android. Love this song. Gets real thick later. The video's cool too. Remember the video for this?
Oh yeah.
That cartoon boy just kept getting all his parts cut off as he kept trying to fight the system over and over, and they just kept hacking him down to nothing over and over.
All right, John's out. Come on.
Is this about you understanding technology? Because you just bash your mouse and say, I need a new GUI.
You break it and you get a new one. Yeah, I need a new circle.
Yeah, thanks.
That sounds great. That video is incredible, too.
Well, it's a cartoon. No wonder John loves it.
I love cartoons. Oh, Brady? You haven't seen it. It's violent, Brady. That thing gets going.
My song's going to crank up in the Platinum F-150, the 18-speaker Sony.
Oh, jeez.
Wow, okay.
Shilling away.
Maybe 22 speakers. I don't know. I
cha-ching.
Lost count. Linkin Park, Burn It Down.
Oh. Great.
People will get the message.
I like that.
Very calm song.
I'm surprised.
I actually like the idea of you holding a computer monitor over your head like John Cusack while a fire rages around you. All other electronics. Yeah, and your car on the side.
It's a driving song.
End the internet. The earth is flat on the side of your car. I like that, Brady. Well done. Chair?
I think we got this one.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You think?
Yeah,
I think
we got this one.
Ours is a bit more upbeat. This is the first thing. Both Brett and I immediately went to this song because...
Yep. You hugged.
First song. Yes.
Yeah.
We hugged it out.
I know. We took our shirts off, hugged, put them back on.
Yeah.
But this song is aggressive. It gets the point across. It is loud, and it is Sepultura. Refuse, resist.
Refuse, resist is solid.
When I think of protest songs or anything that has any sort of political means, it is refuse, resist.
Okay. Right, there it is. Nice job, guys.
Yeah.
Well
What'd
done.
You do?
Well, well, out?
Yeah. What'd you do?
Nothing. You told me to take it out.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's a good song. Good choice, guys.
We don't need it.
We're
fine.
Nice.
Oh, my God. This is the first time I've been Richard.
You've been dicked.
Yes.
Yeah, you have been absolutely dicked. We've all
Great
had
job,
it happen.
Great job, Toledo.
Way to go, Toledo.
Throw the heap read version on, then. That's kind of the same thing.
Nope. That's not what you chose. What you chose and what you gave
we'll
him.
It, but
no, what you chose and what you gave him was that
whatever
loop.
Whatever that was.
That loop of that little riff. Nope. I'm sorry, we're running out of time.
Well, yeah, we're not worried, Mr. Radiohead.
That
Come
Radiohead
on.
Song rocks. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better than the three notes you played.
No, those
what
three notes
those
would
three
take
notes
over
are
your
harder
minutes.
Than the songs you
What
pick.
Are you playing? Name that tune? I can name your tune in three notes. Thanks for the loop.
There it is.
That's all you got. It sounds like a very repetitive beat.
And it's still heavier than both your songs combined.
Cardi B has more changes in her songs than your one thing, which I don't understand. Anyway, there you go. Good luck to both of you. All right, now you vote.
We still got it.
You don't know that.
Yes.
All right, we need you to call 602-585-9800. Vote. Will it be my song, Radiohead Paranoid Android? Will it be Brady's song, Burn It Down by Linkin Park? Will it be the three notes of Sepultura? Refuse, resist to play the entire song.
Name that tune.
Or the chair. You can vote online, Holmberg at 98kupd.com through email. Text 97936, the word wars. And we will see who wins next. It's 98 KUPD.
Our country is facing a major crisis.
98.
We need to find out what's causing it.
KUPD.
We're in the middle of Rock Wars. The chair has the floor. The votes are coming in as we speak. And it is a song because the Instagram 24-hour celebrity protest that will stop racism in its tracks. Till tomorrow when we're all back at it again. And terrible, hateful comments on Facebook and such. But the fun thing is that Facebook kind of owns Instagram, and they're not banning Facebook. You can still go over there and do your stupid things or TikTok or whatever. It's just Brady, no, today, celebrity, stop being on Instagram, okay? Local celebrity, stop it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Do you have a big plan for your Instagram today?
I had some amazing food shots lined up.
You were going to do a pineapple later and decorate it like a person and then eat it?
A giant guacamole float.
Oh, because it's guacamole day.
Yeah.
Man, a float.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Man.
I actually taste it. I think I actually taste that vision. The chair said it, the protest against the internet. What would you do if you didn't have the internet? You'd have to blast it from your car or from your speakers in the house or whatever. What song would you use? They chose three notes of Sepultura's Refuse Resist. They
Horrible.
Don't think they need more. That's it.
We don't need any more.
No, don't
That's
think
right.
So. That's right. Brady chose Linkin Park's Burn It Down.
That's one reason we don't need more.
Yeah, and I chose Radiohead's Paranoid Android.
That's definitely number
ahead.
Two.
There you go. The songs that do all that. Let's just get right to 585-9800 is the number. We'll get to the best of five in a second. But on the internet right now, the chair is crushing. 15 votes for the chair. I had 7. Brady had 5. And it just keeps coming in. It says, good morning, boys. Like most modern activists, you all screwed up your hills to die on. So I'm going to go with Brady. Sorry, yes. Chancellor. The next one says, how can you guys not immediately go to the Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right to Party? Hands down, the perfect song for the topic.
Is it?
No.
I drink beer if it's a party or not. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. I'm old enough to buy beer. I don't really have to fight for that anymore. Like, if I was 14, I would fight for my right to party, but I'm pretty much allowed to do it anytime I want.
We all fought. We all won. We're
Why
good.
Am I fighting to party? What have I done wrong? This one says, you'd have my vote today, sir, if I could stream video over the airwaves, because I love that video, but I'm going to vote for the chair. I can't in good conscience vote for Brady because he was only thinking about protesting inward. Burning those front lawn crosses to the ground. Brady's struggle with the word inward this morning will live on for years. Screw the chair. Brett can't even do Rock Wars by himself without help. That's pathetic. Normally I'd vote for you, Chancellor, but I can't believe I'm going to say it. I'm going to vote for Brady because I can see him playing this in his bitch barn while he's trying to renovate it.
Oh, tough guy picks Linkin Park, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Another one, Melanie says, think inward, boys. It's going to be a t-shirt. Come on, man. Sorry, the three notes did it for me over yours and Brady's choices combined. Just not hard enough to protest. Go Sepultura. Craig says, those dingbats in the chair are lucky I'm familiar with the song they chose. Sepul Soul Conspiracy. This one says, I think you could just go those three notes of Sepultura and win the rest of the year. I haven't played Sepultura in years. I love it. Vote for the chair. Yeah, you're getting a lot of them here. Randy says, I got to go with you, John. I like that title and the concept of the chair song, except I never heard it, and I think I need more than three notes to make a decision. So I'm going with you and Radiohead because I love that one. Brady gets my vote. Burn it down. We don't need the internet. I agree.
Wait, how did he get that to you, by the way?
Through email.
Okay.
I know. We're all hypocrites.
Just checking. Yeah.
Let's just all point out the fact that I can hate it as much as I want. I still have an iPhone and I check apps. Brett, normally I would knock your Italian heritage by calling you an olive oil sweating greasy wop or something.
Wow.
But not today. I think you're doing a great job on HMS. I want you to keep it up. I'm still not voting for you. Brady, great pick. A song from this century. Unbelievable. But Chancellor, you could pick any song against what they've chosen. You'd still have my vote, Mike. Thank you.
That was signed old Jer.
Hey, bread is butter. John, good song, falls short. I want you to do more research next week. Brady, decent song. You came dangerously close to getting the show fined this morning with your horrible language.
His horrible command of the language.
It says, be inward outside. Brett likes that too much. Yeah. You are giggling like a child. The Rock Wars Resistance song has to go to the chair. That's from Kevin. All right. What do you got over there on the Facebook and the stuff?
Didn't get Facebook up in time, so we've got six choices. And on text, 62% of the vote is going toward the chair.
Oh, boy. Brett, phones?
12 to the chair, 0 to John. Hey. 10 to Brady, though.
10 to Brady.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it up to you, John Gordon. 1 through 6, then.
Number 5.
And number 5 is? Oh, the best of 5. So we have to do that now.
All right,
let's do it. 585-9800. We'll do the best of 5. All the other votes have not counted. Call us right now, best of 5, and give us your votes, and we'll see what we got. Kathleen is on the line. Kathleen, are you there?
Yes.
Jesus, you sound hideous.
Man, smoking.
What are you wearing?
Kathleen, who are you voting for?
Linkin Park, Burn It Down.
All right, Linkin Park gets a vote. Next one up is Josh. Josh, are you there?
The chair.
The chair gets one. All right, thank you, Josh. Next one up is Matai Eva Marie. Go ahead.
It's Sean. I would vote for Brady, but my wife is part black, and so I can't vote for him.
Because of his horrendous use of N-word this morning.
He hates the blacks, so I've got to vote for you, John.
All right, well, thank you. And I'm sorry for your wife's pain this morning while Brady's insensitivity rolled N-word through her speakers. All right, thanks, man. Next one is Tristan. You're never living that down. It's just a problem with your addiction. Tristan, what do you got?
I'm sorry, John, but I'm going to go with the stupid chair this week.
All right, stupid chair. Thank you very much.
That's two. Bye.
That's two for you, one for me, one for Brady.
That's five.
All right. I lost count.
Time out. We've taken four calls.
Oh, that's what I was asking. I didn't know how many we went through.
Remember, but you don't, 24 letters.
You don't take five. You get the best of five.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
We'll get it on this one.
Math in the alphabet.
No wonder your people shoot everybody. They're constantly embarrassed. All right, go ahead. Wireless caller, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I got to go with Brady. I like that.
Wow. Yeah. Right, down to thing. All right, it's 2-2, chair, Brady, and I got one. I can still get a C. Are you there?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
I am voting for the chair.
The chair!
Oh, there you go.
Good.
Sepultura. Well, the good news is it only takes a second to play this song.
Three notes.
But also, too, this is why we need two people, because Brett doesn't know the alphabet or command of numbers.
I didn't realize that you were toting Yoda around on your back like that.
Mathematician over here needs a little assistance.
Well, he thinks there's 24 letters in the alphabet. He has no idea how best of five works after four calls.
I don't use words that start with the letter X. So it doesn't exist
to me.
It's
a pointless
it's
letter.
It's dead to me.
I didn't know which inward calls were coming, all right? Now, come on.
Leave the gun, the letter X, the letter Z, and take the cannoli.
All right, we'll do a little Sepultura for you. Nice job, chair. That's two in a row.
And we only needed three notes,
too.
All
right.
That's right. Brad, man.
I got it. It's three, for Christ's sake. I can't get the five. Screw you.
He's your teammate.
Wow.
I mean, the chair is fine. This is how you don't team up with these people.
Refuse,
they turn on
resist. Yeah, that's what we're doing over here.
All right. You're already protesting your wins. Christ, it must be that corner.
Hey, can I
does
like,
it to everybody?
Can I break off?
Yeah, you want to be on your own?
Yeah.
Have a fourth category of sane?
I might need to secede.
Yeah. All right. The chair is in fighting, Brady. This is good for us later in the year. It's Refuse, Resist, it's Sepultura. It's your winner this week, even though there's a dispute even amongst the team that got it. It's 98 KUPD.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98 KUPD.
All right, I'll give it to you. That's great. I hadn't heard that in a while. All right, I'll give you the good win for the chair this
good
week.
Sepultura.
Nice job, nice job, nice
Thank
job
you.
With Sepultura.
Thank you.
Sepultura wins. Marcus Meng, of course, can be heard Sunday nights from 9 to midnight. If you're a heroin addict, that's perfect for you. You'd be out there on Sunday just listening to your radio, and Marcus is Into the Pit starts.
Been awake for 72 hours.
Yeah.
It's a way to
It's very calming.
Wrap it up.
If you want to scare your wife and kids into thinking maybe you've taken a turn, it's great. It's interesting because it is a full genre of music. Gets no exposure.
No, so none. But yet there's 27 different sub-genres of it.
It's amazing how big it is considering... Technically, no one ever gets to hear it.
Oh, yeah. I go to festivals overseas that are 75,000 people, and that's all it is.
What are the crowds like at those?
I love them.
But are they friendly, or are they...
Yeah, everyone's cool with each other. They don't care. There's no elitism. Everyone doesn't care if you're rocking out the Rammstein or Doro. I mean, everyone's
Politics
just there to
involved.
Have a good time. No one rushes the stage. The best thing that ever happened was... it was 2:30 in the morning. I was watching the last band, Meshuggah. Somebody tapped my shoulder, and I'm like, oh, what? And he tapped it again, and he pointed to a crowd surfer, so A, the crowd surfer wouldn't fall, and I wouldn't get hit because I'm 6'9". So
that's nice.
I was like, oh, wow, this is great. Everyone's like there to help everyone out. It's a great vibe.
Heads up.
Well, it's a beautiful thing. I don't know, because I guess the reputation is that it would be just constantly angry.
No, it's nothing but drinking beer and partying with people and meeting new people. And
it's really
fun.
Just a bunch of sad people
who are
upset with their dads. They're just like a bunch of guys who are really mad at their childhood.
You too,
man? Yeah, there's a bunch of sad people like, yeah, me too, man. My dad never said I love you either.
Or they're sad.
Meshuggah, right?
They're sad about, how many letters there are in the album.
Yeah, well, Brett will get there. That's an Italian
guy. I'm not letting that die either.
No. None of this will die. It's going to live with him forever. Forever. 24 letters. He doesn't know how best of fives work through four calls. How many was that? Shouldn't we be done with this by now?
This guy.
1, 2, 5. Close enough.
Doesn't matter.
Speaking of letters, isn't the Brady Report coming up?
Entertainment. You know what's the reason why is because when a cop asks an Italian, how many shots did you? I don't know. 3, 4, 5. I don't know. It's like, really? You don't know? 5, 10. What is it?
What is this?
A quiz? A math quiz? I don't know. 2?
3 bullets. There's 10 holes.
Yeah.
I counted 3.
Bounced off the wall and went back through them.
Magic bullet.
Only one counts.
Yeah, I only shot it once, and I wasn't shooting at that guy. He's lucky he's only got 10 holes. They're not good with numbers. There you go. The chair wins again. We got the entertainment drill coming up next.
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.
KUPD.
You want to get away. Far away. To a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.